USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the country. The National Weather Service issuing a heat advisory or alert for over 100 million Americans from Texas all the way up to Wisconsin. Parts of Kentucky, devastated by catastrophic flooding, are also in for more misery this week as the sweltering heat is poised to make conditions there even more difficult as the recovery efforts continue. Over 10 million people have fled Ukraine's border since Russia invaded the country more than 5 months ago. The UN Refugee Agency reporting over half sought refuge in Poland, while others fled to Romania, Moldova, Hungary, and Slovakia. Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians have also ended up in Russia. The Senate is holding a hearing on Wednesday to take a look at the rising threats against election workers. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
Prices at the gas pump continue to slowly decline. AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is down to $4.16 a gallon. That's a drop of 2 cents from Tuesday and 14 cents from just a week ago. The statewide average in California is still the highest in the country at $5.56 a gallon. NASA is discussing what a more active sun means for you. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
NASA said the sun is getting very active, and that could cause problems here on Earth. The space agency warned the activity level of the sun has quickly ramped up. Scientists expect to see more solar flares and solar eruptions that could impact radio communications, navigation signals, and electric power grids here on Earth. The increase in activity could also pose a risk to spacecraft, GPS signals, and even create concerns for the airline industry.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Airline regulators want to hear from you regarding an issue that many people already complain about.
The Federal Aviation Administration is asking for comments from the public for the next few months as it seeks feedback on airplane seat sizes. It will then use the feedback to create a new standard minimum for airplane seat sizes.
Federal officials want to make sure that there is enough room on airplanes that in the event of an emergency, folks are able to quickly and safely get off.
Scott Keyes, the founder of Scott's Cheap Flights. This comes years after Congress ordered the FAA to create new minimum dimensions for airplane seats in its funding renewal in 2018. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
California's largest wildfire of the season is now blamed for 4 deaths. Authorities confirming Tuesday that 2 more bodies have been found along the path of the massive McKinney fire. Earlier this week, 2 bodies were discovered in a burned-out car, with the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office saying it appeared they were trying to flee the raging inferno. Illinois lottery officials say the winner of last week's $1.34 billion jackpot has yet to come forward. The winning ticket was sold at a gas station in the Chicago suburb of Des Plaines. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.